What up, guys? Welcome to Disney News Weekly. Today, we're going to be talking about Guardians of the Galaxy 3. We're talking about Star Wars Episode 9 and the highly awaited conversation about Disney holiday food. Let's do it.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Star Wars. Everybody talks about it, causing controversy. Guardians of the Galaxy 3, highly in debate right now. Disney holiday food, we can all agree, we're all stoked for. Yep. Welcome to Disney News Weekly.
Nice.
Yeah, that was my CNN intro.
I liked it.
Bam.
Thank you, guys. What a way to start off the show. What's up, everybody in the chat? Thank you for joining us. I'm going to look over here because Anthony yells at me for looking at the other camera.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What's up? I'm Leo. This is Disney News Weekly. We got a full house tonight. Ooh-hoo. Ladies, introduce yourselves.
Yeah, I'm Jessica, and I'm super excited to be here.
Hey, guys. It's Jamie. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm really, really, really excited
there we
to be
go.
Here.
Okay.
But I did not get the memo about the mouse ears. Last time I was here, I wore my ears, and we could have been
matching. This will never work.
You know what? Next time.
This will never work.
No, next time, I'll wear my ears, okay. And you don't wear your ears. We're just going to go back
and then you can say you're really, 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 really excited,
gotcha,
and
exactly.
It'll be, like, finally even.
We'll do that.
Yeah. It'll be great.
And we'll just always miss. It'll be
it'll be perfect. Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait.
I forgot my ears as well, so don't worry.
Thanks
don't
a lot.
Worry. I don't worry about it. I need to make some with, like, eyebrows on the ears. Just, like, stacking my eyebrows. But yes. Oh, I'm looking at the chat. Let's say hi to some of the chat because they're saying hi to us. We got Super Iron Halo in here. Misty Shindel. I hope I'm saying that right. I like when I say the names wrong because then they correct me on Twitter and we have a nice little conversation about
that's
it.
Nice.
So I'm going to say I'm all wrong. Just kidding. FN2589. That's Finn's third cousin. We've got Star Drew, Zafira, Kelly Wong, Alexis Alejo, always a regular. Thanks for coming back. Oh, my gosh, guys, ladies and gentlemen, we have Jamie Gray in the chat room right now.
Hey, guys. Oh, my gosh.
Big deal. That's how excited she is. Oh, Kelsey competing also in the chat. Lauren DeWitt and Second Star, thank you guys all for hanging out in the chat room. We always really appreciate you guys here live because it gives us, you know, it keeps us on our toes, you know? We got to keep it honest because you're right there watching all the time.
Yeah.
And today we need that more than ever because...
And Sarah's in the chat, too.
Oh, is Sarah in the chat?
Yes.
Did I not say hi to Sarah?
Hi.
Oh, there she is. I was scrolling up. Maybe if Sarah would have been waiting before the show launched, maybe.
Maybe if you read a book.
Maybe if I read a book, she might say hi earlier. Hey, Sarah. How you doing?
How you doing?
Sarah's at home. She's working tonight because we have a full panel. She didn't fit, so in your face. Just kidding. We love
Work
you.
It.
It's okay. Make sure you correct this. Okay, babe? Love you. All right. Let's jump into the news. We've got a lot. Some of it is topically heavy, and some of them is, you know, kind of light. And the first one is... It's the latter. So, live-action Mulan gets a composer. What's his name? I already forgot. What is it? Harry Gregson?
Harry Gregson. Mm-hmm. Williams.
He's, you got to say all three of his names.
He's got three names.
Zookeeper's wife.
Oh, the classic original motion picture soundtrack to the Zookeeper's wife.
Yes. He even did Shrek, too.
He did
all of the Shrek installments.
That's not Smash Mouth.
And I did not know that.
Yeah, he didn't do Smash Mouth. I was like, because when I saw it, I was like, wait a minute, did he do that? I was like, no. I think, like, composing, like, doing the score
the
and
music.
The soundtrack is a little different. But, yeah, I think it was hilarious when I thought of all that. He also did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, too.
Wait, really? Why is
yes,
that?
Yes,
why
is it just saying the Zookeeper?
And, I was
IMDb
Googling.
And you can find all the stuff that he's done.
Yeah.
He's done Chronicles of Narnia.
And The Meg. The Meg is out now, the shark movie.
We have an actress from The Meg also in this one. Yeah, so maybe that's the whole thing. Like, they're just, like, stealing people over from Jason.
Yeah.
Jason Statham. Oh, not Stamos. Statham.
Statham,
Jason Statham movies.
Most,
yeah. Same thing.
Sister.
Yes. Exactly the same actor. But I don't know anything else. Do you guys have any? How about those soundtracks? What are your thoughts on those soundtracks?
On the Shrek and Zookeeper's wife?
Sure. Yes.
I love the Shrek.
Do you bump
soundtrack.
It in your car?
Oh my god, I used to bump it in my car all the time.
Smash Mouth. Yeah.
Is that also in the second one? Or is it like
no,
the anthem to the whole series?
Didn't they do NSIFA? Yeah. Was that the second one?
Oh, that is the second one.
Yeah, the first one they did their regular Somebody All Star.
Yeah,
All Star. So that's what that was. But even before then, like the Hallelujah song, even just the regular music.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
This is so nostalgic.
You can give this movie all, or excuse me, you can give this song all the crap in the world. But that's one of those songs that'll last forever.
I want it all on my forehead.
Yeah.
Dude, we all need a little
Shrek
change.
Is Sarah's favorite Disney movie.
Shrek is my favorite Disney movie as well.
It's on Netflix too. But yeah, I think, yeah, Shrek will probably be my favorite.
For now, it's on Netflix.
For now.
For now.
You guys must continue the legacy always of saying that Shrek is your favorite Disney movie. Should I tell them the brief overall? You know the story behind that?
Tell me, because I'm...
Maybe we have some new viewers. So yeah. we did a live stream for charity. It was a four-day live stream, Disney DCOM marathon. Did it was like 100... Yeah. We were raising money. And then we actually got some of the stars from the DCOMs to come to our house and watch them with us. And for the movie Motocrossed, we had the main actors from that movie.
What?
Yes. Listen to this.
I love that.
And then... Oh My Disney wanted to come to our house and live stream our live stream because we were like, we're watching the movie and we're raising all this money for charity. It was like a big event. I had tons of viewers. And then in the middle of the thing, you know, we're taking questions from the chat and someone asks, what's your favorite Disney movie? So we go down the line. I'm like, Aladdin and you know, Peter Pan, whatever. It goes all the way through the room and she's the last one. And there's this moment. What's her name? Alana, oh my gosh.
Is she a singer?
Austin.
Oh
gosh, I can't remember her name.
But she's from Disney.
She's the star of Motocross. She's
Oh.
Alana Austin, that's her name. Yes, and then I think, and then correct me if I'm wrong, chat. But then it gets quiet for a moment as she thinks of her answer, and it's just like this moment where there's no sound, nobody's rustling, there's no buzzing. The TV gets quiet, and you just hear her say, "My favorite Disney movie is Shrek."
Oh,
and there's just like the tension just immediately fills the room. Nobody knows what to say.
No.
Dead silence. Nobody's reacting, and then Patrick just goes, "That's DreamWorks."
Yeah. Like,
needless to say, Oh My Disney did not keep the live stream up on their website.
Disney would never
took it down.
They would never have that. Like, cause remember the cursing when Donkey was like, that was a big thing when I was younger. Like, oh my gosh, a movie for kids that curses. Like, because he was saying like ass and all that other stuff. I'm like,
one.
Can I say this? Well, literally. But I was just really shocked.
Teaching kids
a kid.
The hard way.
Welcome to Shrek movie news, everyone.
Surprise, we changed the show. Let's move on to another movie that recently got pulled into Disney's universe. That's a pun because we're talking about Star Wars Episode 9. Matt Smith has been cast in the movie.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Do we know what he's going to be?
He's actually Doctor Who.
Oh.
Yeah, the TARDIS. Yeah, yeah. So the storyline now, since there is none, is the TARDIS actually lands.
Stop right now.
Thank you for checking me.
Oh,
God. Yeah. Let's see. Do we know any? I read this through. It doesn't look like we have any particular.
Well, they mentioned Carrie Russell again, so I don't know if that means it has been further confirmed.
He's confirmed, right? He's confirmed, and he's you know, he's killing it right now. Obviously, he's Doctor Who. Everybody knows him that. But he's also recently in The Crown, and he what was it? Let's see.
I also love The Crown, so I'm really excited to see him.
Is it good?
Of course, if something pops up. Anyways, I can't see it because I got a pop-up ad. But, he's coming off that show. I mean, I'm cool with it. I think he's a good actor. He's not my favorite Doctor, for those of you wondering. And furthermore, it is David Tennant. Ten is the best Doctor.
I don't even watch the show, and he's my favorite Doctor.
Thank you. Okay, then you understand. But Matt Smith coming into the Star Wars universe, good guy or bad guy, what would you prefer? Are you guys Doctor Who fans?
No.
Matt Smith fans at all?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I'm not like,
gotta be honest.
I love it, but like, yeah, he's cool.
Pivotal role. Well, obviously, you don't cast Matt Smith and not give him a pivotal role.
Yeah, on IMDb, there's just blank.
You do that with Benicio del Toro.
Blank space. We don't know what his character is.
I kind of want to say he's going to be a bad guy based on nothing other than just a hunch.
He's always been a good guy. Like. And I think the logical twist for the audience is to cast him as a bad guy, like the sophisticated bad guy. But that's who. What's Vision? What's his name?
Paul Bettany.
Paul Bettany.
In Solo. Like, he played that sophisticated British evil guy.
Yeah.
So, like, if they give it to Matt Smith, he's just going to be a carbon copy of Paul Bettany. So, I don't know. A good guy, I guess, but like a goofy, like a fumbling. What if they actually make him like a doctor? He's like, I'm a doctor.
Oh, that would be weird.
Any preference? And you guys just have no attachment to Matt.
I don't.
Yeah,
but I was like, Billy Dee Williams is coming back.
Oh, that's true.
That's awesome.
Who is?
Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I'm excited about that. Carrie Fisher getting the old footage of her.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy how that's going to work. Because they have old footage, but then are they going to do like more...
I don't know what it's called, but like CGI sort of stuff, and like kind of create her like to expand on that. I think that's like a freaky world.
I thought I read that they said that they wouldn't do like a CGI Carrie Fisher. I thought I read that they were like, don't worry, fans, we're not doing that. Like, yeah. I think that they did release a statement saying they're not doing
that. Just don't believe anything you hear anymore. Like, Star Wars, all rules are out the window.
No, but I think Disney have, like...
Oh, from now on, you're saying.
What's that?
You're saying from now on there won't be any CGI Carrie Fishers.
Well, like, what, for the other movie when it was, like, the younger one, that was different, but they were, like, for the episode 9, we're not going to do a CGI Carrie Fisher to finish her story. But, like, that's what, like, they had said.
But did they say that... So they're saying that specifically for episode 9, because it was a CGI Carrie Fisher.
No, they're talking about episode 9. It was after she...
Okay. Yeah, no more space Leia's, please. Thanks, Disney. Really would dig that.
Because people were concerned after she passed away. They were like, please don't do that. And they were like, don't worry, we're not.
It was such a cheap trick. Yeah. Like, the audience was expecting her to die, and they played with that specific emotion by faking her death in the movie. And I'm like, that's kind of cold, man. Because you know that... And also takes me out of the movie when moments like that, because I'm like, oh, yeah, they had to kill her. No, she's not dead. Oh, back in the movie. You know, like, it's like very jarring.
But I guess it was already planned.
How's she
going to
die? She has to die.
She's not here.
I don't want to watch Star Wars thinking the entire time Carrie Fisher has to die. Not my preferred thought. Thanks a lot, Ryan Johnson.
Yeah. But, I am wearing a rebel shirt, so I'm going to say rebels for this.
You wanted to be a rebel?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Good guy.
Force wielder or just like some kooky character?
I like a new character.
New guy.
Yeah,
not a Jedi type, not a Han Solo type, something else. Because I think he might lean into like the bumbling but like capable kind of character, like Doctor Who, but not as clueless.
What if he's like the bumbling like tech?
That's what I keep thinking. Yeah. He's going to have goggles on his head. He's going to be wearing overalls with like tools hanging out.
I can picture that. You know? Definitely
and at one point,
that.
He's going to be like, hand me the screwdriver. Yeah.
No, not that one. That's from my other show.
Oh, sorry. No, that one. No, it puts it back. Anyways, yeah, he is my second favorite. They said they're using Force Awakens unused footage of her. Yeah, well, that makes perfect sense. Thank you, Sarah. but yeah, David Tennant. Oh, yeah, he's the second. Matt Smith, number two in terms of doctors. Guys, the Doctor Who fandom, if you're not in it, avoid it. It's too deep.
Noted.
I have enough fandoms.
Speaking of another fandom and space-related, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 has been put on hold by Disney.
Oh, my gosh.
Super controversial.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
I just don't even know what they're going to do.
Yeah, we never really discussed, the whole James Gunn thing on the show because most of it was opinion-based. The fact was that Disney laid off James Gunn after a series of tweets that he tweeted something like 7 years ago that were no longer appropriate and on-brand or were not appropriate for Disney's current brand, even though they were tweeted in the past, and they let him go as a result. And it was controversial because some people's opinion was that he shouldn't have been let go for something that he did so long ago because that gives you enough time to change. And some people think like, yeah, well, that's the nature of the internet now and someone's got to die the martyr, right? Mm-hmm. So we never really discussed that because it was so opinion-based and so heated and everybody had thoughts. But now they've put the movie on hold because of everyone out speaking out on the internet about this whole thing. Everybody's got a way in. Everybody's got these thoughts. Even, I know this article doesn't say it, but Dave Bautista even made a statement about it, saying that he wouldn't film as Drax in the new movie if James Gunn wasn't brought back. But they are thinking about using his script, so.
And I heard people saying that some of the actors might be on board if they at least use the script, but it's unclear if they are going to use the script.
I get it. So you definitely can't really stuff is up in the air. Things.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say what do you think. The short end of the short end of it is that like I don't think he should have been fired, but Disney's sticking to their guns and that's what they do, you know.
Well, and there's a lot of controversy with tweets like since Roseanne, since that
it was
whole thing
right on the heels of that,
happened. I feel like a lot of shows have been following on the heels of that, and I don't know if it's right or wrong because it's all on Twitter, it's all social media. So like,
but
the biggest
difference is Roseanne's was now. His was 7 years ago.
Right. Yes.
And I get it. Their like knee-jerk reaction was like, oh.
Everybody's freaking out about Twitter though. Like it is just happening all. I actually work like in casting and we have done like it is like for CBS and it's just become incredible, like the background checks that they've started doing and like changing things just because of
social media.
I would say use it
and
as fair warning.
Scared.
Right?
Everybody's like, scared.
Like,
about
let's the, use this to establish parameters going forward.
Yeah, and like, I'm like, okay, looking at his social media now, like his tweets and right, everything, and they are opinionated, but right, it's like the political climate right now is just really
so
crazy
delicate
with everything. I don't know.
Yeah, and go ahead.
Sorry, I was just like itching to say stuff.
Yeah.
I totally get what you guys are saying about, you know, him saying this 7 years ago, but he was still a grown man tweeting these things.
That's
and
true.
If you've seen the tweets, then, you know, you can Google him.
Yeah.
They're pretty disturbing. Like,
they're
it's kind
rough
of hard to defend it.
Right.
But I get what you're saying. It's 7 years ago. It's not who he is today.
Yeah.
But who's to say if he is a changed man?
Well,
you know?
I mean, like, we could look at that, right? Like, we can look at his Twitter track record. And if we're going to compare from 7 years ago, let's look at the tweets from then to now and let's see if his personality has effectively changed. I mean, I didn't do that, so there I can't make a call. You know what
yeah
I mean? But let's say, for the sake of argument, that he doesn't tweet like that anymore. Like,
so because he doesn't tweet about it, he just doesn't think that way. You
well,
know, it's
you
like it, that's what I mean. Like, it's I totally get worse. People who are supporting him saying he shouldn't have been fired
because he was
I get
an
that
adult already.
But it's like at the same time, you still have to hold people accountable. Just like when you're applying for a job,
sure,
they're going to look at everything. You can't just be like, "Well."
So then, what would you
I
put as
that
a statute of limitations then? Because I mean, 7 years
Disney
is
Disney. You
long
have to
time
kind of it is a long time. They're going to have to start doing something with contracts or something because with social media and you know all your business being out there, you have to just kind of hold yourself responsible, mm, especially
yeah
if you call yourself an adult.
Now,
it's
one
like
of the arguments is they
yeah
still hire other actors who have sketchier records than he.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So where's the line?
Well, and a
yeah
lot of it's people, yeah, I mean, there's definitely not a black and white, like, oh, you
right
did this,
it's
now you're
one
kicked out. It's just kind of like, if you get caught.
Well, and some
or
people
if,
on Twitter, like,
watch yourself
know, get their
yeah
fans and viewers by saying, like, outrageous,
yeah,
crazy
right
things.
Right.
So.
And that's
yeah
why he would say yeah those things. He was trying to be, like, a
trying
class
to be
comedian.
But, yeah, and it's like,
doesn't
I
always land. But,
I know.
So then now let's talk about strictly the movie being canceled. How
yeah
do you feel? Are you guys sad about that? Like, does, I mean, because I like Guardians 1. I thought Guardians 2
yeah
was Guardians 2 was fine, but I'm like, well, I don't want another micro story like Guardians 2 was. Like, it felt too removed. It wasn't a grand adventure. Like, if, you know, so I'm not as excited for 3 as I was for the second one.
Yeah.
You know?
I wouldn't say it was, like, super needed, but I was thinking, like, I wonder if it would have been awkward because Bradley Cooper was supposed to be on there and
yeah
Zoe Saldana, which
yeah
they used to date. So I was like, you know, and now she has kids, he has kids. So I'm like, wonder how that would be, how ever far removed.
Well, I mean, did they do Guardians? They did Guardians, too.
I know, but
yeah
it's like still.
Yeah, but I don't even think they ever
people
have to
change
be in the same room
yeah
together.
It's like, how do they even
voiceover?
Yeah, he does voiceovers. So they probably don't even have to see each other.
Oh, true, true. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like kind of worried about it.
Sorry, I'm laughing. We got Dustin in the chat. What's up, Dustin? He says, you know what? I want Tron.
Oh my
just
gosh
want the Tron movie. Just forget Guardians.
Tron. Yes, please.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I think that's the best debate here.
Yeah.
The best
bring
point
back
that anybody's
Tron
had.
Tron like Uprising.
I don't know, because it's like, where could they, how could they get the movie going from here? Because it's kind of a
yeah
bit of a mess, and then and a lot
I mean,
of the
could
actors are upset.
They can do anything.
Like, do you guys think it's going to happen?
I think it'll happen.
Movie?
I think it's too big
yeah
of a property. It's too big of a property, and trilogies are just too hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah
you can't drop it. Plus, you've got to get everybody in while they're still young.
So
like,
I wonder what the thing is that they're going to negotiate that's going to make the actors be like, mm okay, we're
you,
okay with this.
Do you think they'll? Do you think they'll ever bring Gunn back? Just yes or no?
I don't think so.
No.
No. It's, I don't know. Guys, the tweets are a lot. Like, he's talking about a lot of stuff where it's, like, hard to defend.
I don't know. I think once they
I guess I have to look into it a little bit
yeah
more.
Yeah, it was a lot. He talked about, like, AIDS, Holocaust. I wrote down
yeah
Brave, all that.
He PewDiePied us. Yeah. Is 7 years enough to forgive a bad AIDS joke?
I just think that there
many
was such an uproar when he got fired.
How about 27 AIDS jokes? Okay, now we're getting
yeah
real.
Maybe 10 years.
Yeah, there's just such an uproar when he got fired that I think, like, if they hired him back, then there would be, like, another uproar of, like, oh, but, like, why would you
oh
do
now
that?
You're,
so I just think
yeah
it would be, like, make it.
They're
I don't
a,
think
they're
would
in a tough spot regardless.
Well,
I don't
yeah
think they
just, like,
would
buy a script and
right
then he's just not directing. I think that might be the plan going forward.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, that sounds like what is going to happen.
Yeah.
It's interesting that it's actually been put on hold. Like, there's
yeah
so much internal discussion that's put on hold. That'll probably be what happened, and then, like, Disney's ultimate strategy is, all right, we just move on. Like, what else can we do now?
Yeah.
It'll fade away into obscurity eventually. Just like the Carrie Fisher floating in space thing. Eventually, it won't be a topic that we talk about
know
on news shows. Tron 3, that's where it's really at. All right, let's lighten up a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys hungry?
I'm actually
hungry
really hungry.
Always the mood.
Always.
We got the announcement, the menu announcement for Disneyland's Tropical Hideaway, and you seem to know a lot about it, so I'll let
I mean,
you take it.
There's not much that's been announced about it. So I'm I don't know if I know a lot about it, but I'm very enthusiastic about it because I'm all about Disney food. I love anything having to do with Disney and food. So Tropical Hideaway, I'm super excited about. If you're not familiar with it, whoops.
We're good.
Sorry. If you're not familiar with it, it's going to be a new seating and restaurant area that's right in between Tiki Room and Jungle Cruise. It seems like from the concept drawing, it has kind of a retro vibe. And they just announced on Disney Parks blog this week that they're going to be having some different international foods. Like, it looks like they're going to be having, bao buns, dumplings, spring rolls. And this is something that I was talking about with these guys before the show started tonight. It's totally speculation. Nothing has said this. It's just kind of what I've been thinking just from the verbiage. Yeah. Like how they've said, more is coming soon. Like, at night, it's going to turn into something like an enchanted nighttime getaway. I've kind of been thinking like, oh, like I wonder Trader if Sam's? This is going to be, not like Trader Sam's, I wonder if it's going to be like, Be our guest at Walt Disney World, where they have quick service during the day for breakfast and lunch, and then it transitions to table service at night. So I've kind of maybe been thinking that. I feel like it's maybe going to have some different offerings.
What do we know
nighttime.
For their menu so far?
And they did say there's going to be live music and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be more than just, oh, it's another place to get quick service and
I think
to
it's
eat.
Exciting.
So I think that there's going to be like maybe something else, like a table service element or some sort of nighttime show element, I think.
I mean, I know they mentioned bao buns. They also had like a ramen, like a chilled ramen salad.
Oh yeah, chilled
which
ramen.
Which I love
ramen. Definitely Asian inspired.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing.
Spring rolls. Everybody's into the spring rolls.
I'm into that. Yeah.
I like it.
I had some today.
Yeah. Again, all my opinions are just speculation or what I'm thinking that they're going to do. It's just guesses.
That sounds kind of likely,
hypothesis.
Though.
Like, yeah, that's just what I think. Possible. And from that last sentence on Disney Parks blog where they're like, more news is coming. It's going to turn into an enchanted nighttime getaway. I was like, maybe something else is going to happen.
Enchanted nighttime getaway. Yeah.
Or it was something
but it's inside Disneyland.
It's inside Disneyland, yeah.
Where is it going to be?
It's right in between Tiki Room. It's like where Aladdin's Oasis was.
Oh, that's what
it's
Aladdin's Oasis. That's why that area is. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, nighttime entertainment. Ooh, yeah, no, I can see. Because that area before was already a show area. So it would make sense for them to do some sort of performance
there.
Then they did say there's
going to be live music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm wondering, because they haven't used that space effectively in a really long time. There's a Cave of Wonders, and Aladdin and Jasmine pose for pictures in this hallway, but then there's nothing else, like nothing ever happens in there. So it's kind of nice that they're retooling it, but give us another show, man. I think Disneyland could use another show, little mini stage performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm super excited. I love anything that's retro. I love anything.
Oh my
god,
Aladdin's Oasis. Sorry, Sarah and Tiffany. The Aladdin area. Still the Aladdin area.
Oasis.
It's not even an oasis anymore. You can't even go in it.
Sarah,
I know my knowledge.
It's Aladdin's doorway now.
Okay.
Anyway, so
more food.
More food. This food is a little. This is a little bit more tangible.
This is what I dressed for.
You dressed for this.
I dressed for
Disney
this.
Halloween food guide.
I like
and
it.
Oh yeah, you did
Oogie
the
boogie.
Halloween. Yeah, I have like cake-worthy Minnie Mouse, Oogie Boogie suspenders.
Cute.
Ready.
So let's see what we got here.
On theme, on point.
Right.
As we're pointing out, there is tons of Disney holiday Halloween food specifically.
Yeah.
Like this is
dinner and a show.
Yeah. Yeah. Every season we always have this to look forward to. And actually some of it is recurring from last year. We did a video about this last year and I'm seeing some of the same foods. But
kind of, yeah, if you scroll down, it'll list it by restaurant and there's some new stuff.
Right.
Like
so first of all, churros aplenty. So many churros happening for the holidays. I mean, okay, I'm going to just breathe. We've got, these are our churros. So orange sugar churro, pumpkin spice churro, churro bites cereal sundae, churro sundae with cookie butter gelato. By the way, I'm just giving you the first words because it's actually churro bites cereal sundae with fruit cereal, dusted churro, cereal milk, and glazed strawberry ice cream.
That so
all
many
comes
adjectives.
One plate. That's one thing.
Say it all.
Maleficent churro covered with chocolate cookie crumbles blended with colored sugar. You can even add marshmallow dip. Of course you can.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't you?
I would be offended.
I would too.
Sour apple churro. And then we're getting purple, green, and orange sugar churros. Pumpkin spice churros again. S'more churro with graham crackers.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Purple sugar churro. We've got pumpkin spice churro with cream cheese dipping sauce. That is
wild.
Amazing,
I want to just be like, give me your churro that has the most adjectives. Please. movies.
It's like Disney just came back from Burning Man and was like, you guys, I got ideas for churros. Guys, let me tell you, I had a life-altering experience, but it all has to do with churros.
Sugar, purple sugar, cereal.
Yeah.
Cereal, all the things.
You can see pictures, obviously. Like, look at all the bread. Some swerve, some
that
curve,
sundae
some
actually
green.
Looks really
good. That was like celery. The sour apple that one was all wonderful. It's like celery, actually.
Celery. Fooled you again.
Oh, yeah, it looks like celery peanut butter.
Yeah. Well, that one looks like it comes with a banana. Like
a banana split.
The banana is actually a churro. I'm just kidding.
Right? Oh, my God. It's almost healthy.
So
it's like pickles, yeah.
Many churros. Everyone knows that I live for churros, so this is... And I'm still only going to order the original watch. But we got tons of other stuff. We got mini witch apples, Jack Skellington apples, skull apples. You like apples? We got apples. Jack Skellington cake pops, bat cake pops, Mickey Mouse mummy crisp treats. Oh, yeah, look at these are the images from the Cozy Cone right now.
Macarons.
These are all there
so
last
good.
Year. Well, at least I didn't have the macarons.
I had that, and the macarons are like as big as your hand.
Whoa, that's big.
And
that's huge.
You know, they're huge.
Whose hand?
My hand. Big as my hand. And they're just like so good.
The macaroni cheese, that's Red Hot Cheeto sprinkled on top.
Oh. Wait, so it's in a cone?
It's in a dyed black cone.
Yeah.
It's like spoopy.
They normally have it, but now it's Halloween-y. And now we've got spoopy cones. They're back. And that is the sugariest thing I've ever eaten in my entire life.
The spoopy cone?
The spoopy cone, yes.
It's sugary?
Yeah, it's all sugar.
It looks like it would be super salty.
You want
it? It does, right?
No, you're very wrong.
Mac and cheese with hot Cheetos? It's sugary?
Well, that's sugary. Cheetos are sugary.
But they don't taste sugary.
No, I'm talking about the spoopy cone.
Yeah,
The spoopy cone to the right, bottom right corner.
Oh, I thought you were talking about mac and cheese. I was like, you're crazy.
I was like a block of sugar.
Yeah. I'm like, yes, that is sugary. Why did you bring the Cheetos up again?
Are we talking about that still? Sorry.
It's okay.
Popcorn.
Oh, my God.
Just assume that everything on here is sugary, probably.
Yeah.
Thank you for defending me in the chat. Last year, it was my goal to eat 100 churros in the year.
Yeah.
Sarah is defending me and saying that I got to 18 churros.
Wow.
Jeez.
Before I completely failed. It turns out eating 100 churros is real hard to do.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's a lot.
I don't know if I'll be able to
like 10
try
churros
all of
a month.
These. That's a lot. Jeez.
Almost. It's like 8 churros a month. That's too many.
That's like a new diet.
Yeah.
It would ruin one.
Did you log it at the beginning?
I was like, guys, churro number one. And then I was like, churro number five.
You're like, I'm turning this off.
And they were like, you're not even in double digits, bro.
Leo, you know the most important thing you have to know about churros, though, is no matter what size, they're still a churro.
Yes.
So if you cut one...
Thanks a lot, Jiminy Cricket. Things are ruining everything. I could have done it.
Hey, maybe
after Halloween time starts, maybe I just need to buy all the churros, bring them here, and try them. We could just try
them.
You do that. I'll set it up.
It'll cost me $200 with all these churros that there are.
I want to like go to Disney and be like, can I get the churro flight, please? I just want to taste
it. They did that this past summer. They did a churro flight, and you could have a map and check off the churros.
It wasn't just churros.
Wow,
though, was
I definitely missed out.
It was just churros.
Oh, yeah, there was a churro one. I was thinking about
it. It was only for
the,
APs, I think.
I was thinking about the California food fest. Food.
Oh, yeah, no, they did do a churro map for APs or something like that.
Yeah. I did not jump on that. I should
Me neither.
Have. But
I'm not a huge churro person. I like them.
What's
oh,
your
no,
favorite?
No, I shouldn't have said that. Those are like
we blazed the news. What is your favorite Disneyland treat?
Yeah, I do want to look more at the food than the other
food. Oh, the other food. Oh, we have more food.
Yeah, there's a
oh,
lot
sorry,
more
guys.
Food.
I cut
there's
it so short.
Yeah,
he's only thinking about churros.
That was like
churros.
The first one.
Yeah.
Churros.
Yeah.
That was
now
the
we didn't
first,
make
like,
it
the 27.
That was the churro chapter.
Okay, now we've got and by the way, there is a detailed breakdown. If you guys go to disneyparks.disney.go.com, it's front page. You can check out all the holiday foods. And it's broken down by restaurant, so you can know where to get it. You can know which park you need to go to. But we're also going to get black rose dessert, which is black truffle mousse. We've got the cookie decorating kits, so fun for the whole fam. Orange sugar skull pot de creme. We've got frozen abuelita horchata.
Mm.
I like they put abuelita in there to tug at your heartstrings there. And it's actually frozen Mexican hot chocolate layered with frozen horchata and topped with whipped cream. Mm.
Sounds amazing.
Crab and corn chowder. This is what you were talking about.
Yeah, I was like, is it real crab?
It's
going to
be sushi. Like, yeah, it's going to be the white and pink.
Get out.
I don't know. Maybe not. not. Maybe not. Maybe. No, it's Cafe Orleans, so this is a table service restaurant, so I think it will be real. If it was quick service, I might think it was imitation, but it's a table service, so I think it's going
to
be real.
Okay, it is Disney, too. They kind of tend to not cut any corners on sit-down.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes their food is all right. Sometimes I'm like, ugh.
Cafe Orleans, though, delivers. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, Cafe Orleans is like a secret pocket. Yeah, you got to go there.
It's good. That's like where they put Monte Cristo's. That's where they did the special Pixar Fest table service menu where they had like the ratatouille plated, like the movie ratatouille. Right. So I think they're going to go all out.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got. Sarah's asking if certain foods are coming back. I don't know. You have
what's
the same
her
articles.
Maybe
she wants to know.
I might know.
She wants to know if the what is it, the caracnid pie is coming back.
I don't think so. I didn't see it on the list.
Caracnid.
But to be fair, I think this list.
Caracnid.
I think the list is mainly just the new foods. Maybe I don't remember seeing it on the list, but we should double check.
Wait. Someone is jumping in here. There's a whole conversation about pie in this chat right now. I'm
really, there's a sweet potato pie. I think they're talking about there's a sweet potato pie casserole.
That's
with marshmallows.
The caracnid.
They do have that.
Caracnid. Yeah.
I didn't know it was called that. They do have a sweet potato pie. I think it's at Plaza Inn.
Oh, okay.
Look, so you might want to check.
Get a pie. Well, we're still not done, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we're not done.
We still have the Halloween-themed dessert trio with worms and dirt, salted caramel pudding, and pumpkin pie. By the way, fair warning, the worms are not actual worms. Sorry to disappoint you guys. They are gummy.
Spooky Boogie would be so disappointed. Leave your
frogs at home. Organic.
I'm truly. I need
gluten free, please.
Yeah, I need to aerate my soil. Mansion spider bundt cake, chocolate bundt cake with green icing and chocolate spider, pumpkin spice Mickey beignets, which those are good. I have had those. Musubi special, which is a spiced ham, musubi, and lemongrass, jasmine rice, and pineapple teriyaki sauce, and served with pickled daikon and carrots topped with furikake flakes.
That's kind of exciting because most of the time the Halloween treats are all desserts. So when I see something like that where it's like, it's an actual entree, like not a dessert. It's exciting because they're few and far between.
Is that mac and cheese?
It's mac and cheese.
Oh, okay. So we've got the Haunted Firehouse Chicken Sandwich. It's a chicken sandwich, but it's haunted. There's ghosts.
It's a chicken sandwich, it's haunted. But it's haunted.
Apple pie a la mode. Classic. Yo,
when you bite into it, it goes, woo.
and then you have to go, shh. Try to sweet potato hand pie, Cruella de Vil brownie, graveyard cupcake. These are just regular foods with villains attached to them, apparently.
But I'm excited about the brownie because it says Cruella de Vil logo, and I got excited.
Okay, yeah, brownie and a spotted cup.
Oh, there's a sweet potato hand pie. That's what I was thinking about.
Oh, that's
about.
It,
It's
yeah.
not called the
arachnid. I'll read the description. Cruella de Vil brownie. Brownie in a spotted cup with black dark chocolate mousse, white chocolate mousse, and a Cruella de Vil. What is the Cruella de Vil logo?
I don't know, but I'm excited. I don't know what it is, but that's why I'm excited because I don't know what it is. I don't
you know what
see.
It is? It's always, you know, like they always like print the graphics on the like piece of chocolate.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Okay. But what is her logo, I meant?
Oh, it's on like the side of her car, isn't it? Hold on. Can you do that, Tony?
What's up?
Can you find the Cruella de Vil logo, please? We're in dire need.
I'm
super curious. We've got the Mickey Mummy Macaroni. Pumpkin layered cheesecake. One layer.
What's a layered cheesecake? Right.
You have to use all your tongue muscles.
I don't eat cheesecake. I don't know.
Cruella de Vil what?
Your logo.
What is her logo? Main Street pound cake, Halloween hot dog, which is spicy meatballs, because spicy is way spookier than not spicy.
It's true.
Oven roasted tomatoes. We got spider parfait. We've got cosmic chili pasta. Alien spider parfait.
Oh, wow.
God, there's a
headless horseman cupcake.
Yeah, but they like put blood on the plate.
It's like red frosting that's like splattered like a Jackson Pollock painting. It looks like blood.
I kind of wish I would have told you that one, Anthony, because it's pretty good imagery. I don't know why.
But go to Disney Parks blog and look it up, guys.
Yeah, go to Disney Parks blog. It's cool. It's like the plate is a murder scene.
No, a lot of these look bloody.
By the way, that's
like
not
in
all.
A cool.
There's still more. There's
and
so
the spider one looks kind of
that looks really
fun
cool.
Too.
The spider web one is I did not like that one. That was there last year. No, it's actually like berry flavored.
Oh.
And I don't like. I think it was raspberry, and I don't like raspberry. But I've been expecting chocolate.
Okay. See, that's the thing. If you're not expecting it, then it's going to be
so. The headless horseman is the Sleepy Hollow cupcake.
Okay. We also got the purple, orange, and green salt sprinkled. Black sprinkles to dip. What?
What?
That was really good.
Oh, hand scooped ice cream. Oh, it has black
sprinkles at the ice cream
it's
parlor.
It's themed colored ice cream. Batwing raspberry sundae, which is just a raspberry sundae, but they slay a bat and put it in it.
Again, organic.
It's made of cookies. Made of cookies. Yeah, sorry to disappoint. Mickey bread with fangs. That is the classic.
That was cute.
Green apple spelled lemonade.
Ooh, it's a pizza.
Oh, there is pizza.
It's probably spicy and haunted.
But the colors are Halloween colors.
The sauce is blood.
It's spicy and haunted.
A lot of these things aren't really that.
It's the anti-vampire pizza. Roasted garlic sauce, marinated chicken, smoked Gouda mozzarella, roasted red peppers. Mm. There's your spice. Or not spice, but you know, it adds heat to it.
Guys, I was going to read the menu, but I cannot. There's too much. Literally, they list every single food chain. What is
that?
What is this thing called?
Looks like a donut.
Looks amazing.
Well, yeah, what is, Anna, I'm trying to, Oktoberfest? What is that?
Yeah, here's some awards.
Oh, I think it's the croissant donut filled with peanut butter and jelly. So it's like a croissant donut
that looks like a mummy.
It's purple and it looks like a mummy. And it's filled with peanut butter and jelly.
I'm in for that.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'm up for the whoopie pie filled with espresso chip ice cream. I don't know
what's
Halloween about that, but I'm all for it.
You know what's interesting about the peanut butter jelly sandwich?
What?
It's just like Mummy used to make.
Wow.
Oh, snap.
I like that. I like that.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
I appreciate
fire. Fire Dragon Tacos. Fire Dragon Tacos. Spicy Unhaunted.
Speaking of fire.
Pizza Port Graveyard Pale Ale. Oh, yeah, because we're in California Adventure now. You can have alcohol. So there's...
Yes.
There's even festive fall beers that you can order.
And there's so many fall beers.
So many sour apple slush with vodka.
Non-alcoholic.
Which
cotton
one?
Candy lemonade. Ghoulish delight.
Oh, ghoulish.
Ghoulish.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Cotton candy lemonade.
I know.
Okay, out of all these things, what do you want to eat the most of?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. Sarah just asked the chat, what's the best thing you've ever eaten at Disneyland? Good question.
Churros. You guys are on.
Okay, well, first off, to answer your question, the thing I'm most excited for, I think, is now I really want that Sleepy Hollow cupcake that looked really good.
I just want it because
I want to find out what this pumpkin layered cheesecake is and this Cruella de Vil thing.
Yeah, that's a brownie,
though.
Did we find
the logo?
Did we find the logo?
Did we find the logo?
Like, the actual logo?
Is there a logo? I don't know. Did you find anything
at all? What's Cruella DeVil's logo?
We just want to know what her logo is. Oh,
and the Minnie Mouse pumpkin bun cake looks good.
They're saying that on top of the food is Cruella's... It's like half of the thing is brown, is like black mousse, and then half of it is white mousse, and then in the middle on top is Cruella DeVil's logo. That can't be it.
That's not her logo.
That can't be
her logo. No, that's too big.
Just see if there's like a picture like on the side. Like scroll. There probably isn't.
Like, is it just her face?
I bet you it's just her initials. It's like CDV.
Well, guys, we'll have to report back after we find out.
Yeah. Next time.
Make sure you follow us all on Twitter where we're going to be tweeting Cruella DeVil's logo out to the world. There's
tweet
no logo.
Tweet it to us. That's tweet all. Us what you think her logo is.
Sarah's yelling at us in the chat because there is no logo.
Right? That's what we're saying. There's no logo, but this website,
Disney Parks Blog,
says there's a logo.
It's probably like... With a Cruella de Vil logo on top.
Well,
like,
we will report back.
Yeah,
we'll let you know.
Lies.
We're really caught up on this.
That's what I was thinking, Tiff.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking it was the face.
No, you're the one who led us on this rabbit chase.
No, but I was like, but I just said like 3 minutes ago. I was like, oh, it's probably just her face.
That's her logo.
Back out like that.
3 minutes ago.
You know what?
I mean, you guys.
Let me just put it this way.
Chat,
I would have already fired you and not rehired
it.
You to do the third sequel of your movie. That's.
I said it. Go back and watch this later.
Relevant.
I said it a few minutes ago.
So again, what are you most looking forward to? It's between that churro with the
Cruella has a face.
The banana churro or the PBJ mummy.
Mine's a s'mores churro because it's like when you're in Disneyland, you're walking so much. Like I can't eat all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I need to like just munch
on stuff.
It's hot. Yeah, so that s'mores churro is one for me. But the best thing I think I've had there that was really filling was I think it was like a lobster mac and cheese.
Oh, that's super
what's
good.
What's that? Yeah. What's
it's at the well, it's it used to be Ariel's Grotto.
What's it called?
Ariel's Grotto.
Yeah.
That's what I meant, not Coke
Bar. That one's really, really good.
Well, same thing. Was it one
know.
On top of the other?
I don't think they had lobster nachos at Coke Bar.
Yeah, Coke Bar.
But she
I said it was Grotto.
Maybe it was the
Oh, wait, it was lobster mac and cheese?
I swear, it was either that, it could have been nachos, but I feel like it was mac and
cheese.
I
heard lobster and I defaulted to nachos because they're so good.
Let's just say it was the nachos. I shared it with somebody. I don't know if I would share mac and cheese.
We did talk about the spam thing.
Yeah, we did
talk
about it.
That's when I said I'm excited
that there was
the savory thing.
Literally, this
right?
food guy has 300 items. I can't read them all. You included every photo,
It was
too.
The one where I was like, oh, there's something that's like not a dessert.
Which one? Oh, it was down.
Oh, this one. The Musubi. Is it
Musubi special.
It?
Yeah, that's the one we read.
Yeah, the spiced ham.
With the lemongrass jasmine rice. I don't know. The best thing I've ever eaten at Disneyland? Oh, I got it. I got it. They've got these cheese balls at Carthay. I think I know what you're talking. Like the gravy. You put the, you know. Oh. What are those things, Sarah? What are those called?
Are we moving on to the best thing we've ever eaten? That's
yeah.
What we're
talking about. Oh, for Halloween, I already said, yeah.
Okay.
Just wanted to. Also, if you could name one of these spoopy foods, I just want you to think about that. What would you name a scary food? Because that's my favorite
What would
part.
I name a scary food?
Yeah, like, you know, like the mummies, PB&J, like, you know. Because that's what Disney does. That's all they do. It's like they just take like a name and then just add like a word.
Yeah,
it's Halloween.
Cruella de Vil brownie. I would do the, you know.
The haunted spicy churro with
no, that's
logo
legit.
Dipping sauce.
Logo dipping sauce. No, I just ignored logo in the chat.
Anybody's logo.
That's my homework to the chat room. Tweet at us and let us know what you would name a Halloween Disney food. Because that's what I really care about. The biscuits, yeah. What are those
biscuits.
Things called? Look, Sarah's so excited about the biscuits, she can't
what
even
biscuits?
Type it. Oh, yes, they're biscuits. Yeah, there's like these little like cheese biscuits.
Oh, at Carthay?
At Carthay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're super good.
Jeez, I haven't had any of that.
It's like you get it when you
get
it.
I need to get my pass.
I love all the food at Lamplight Lounge. Like, there's so much good stuff at Lamplight Lounge.
Lamplight Lounge is
anything there.
So California Adventure has stepped up their food game, I think, above Disneyland.
No, I agree.
Okay.
But when the holidays kick in 2 weeks for Halloween, let's go.
I'm so down. I'm not
even
sure.
Let's
make a trip. And right now they got the pass. If you have an annual pass, it's 40% off a park hopper ticket for a friend. So take advantage. I think that's still active. I just used it last week. So
let's do it.
Let's do it. Anything else Disney related you guys want to discuss?
Food. That's what
food.
I'm
yeah.
More. No, all I'm thinking about is food. I'm like brownies,
D23
churros,
mac and cheese,
vanilla,
lobster,
sprinkles.
D23
tickets. D23
tickets
are now on sale for 2019. It's already beginning.
Get your tickets.
Have you guys gone?
No.
You guys have never been.
Never.
It's only every other year.
Do you think you might go?
I'd be down for it.
Honestly,
I'd be down for it.
It's a trip.
It's amazing.
It's a trip.
I trust you.
It's
just
really
imagine
good.
Like, you know, it's a convention about one thing, but that one thing happens to be literally the biggest entertainment conglomerate on the planet.
Yeah.
So it's like just, and now it's, and now Marvel wasn't even showing off, they weren't even showcasing anything big at Comic-Con this year because they just saved it all for D23 now. So all of the new Marvel phase stuff is going to be announced there. Yeah. All of the new Star Wars stuff, especially the streaming service stuff, is going to be announced there.
It's like, I mean, you know, when you're a major Disney fan, like all of us are, you're always like, oh, like, I want to do something Disney, or I want more Disney news, or you crave Disney news. It's just like fulfilling all your wishes.
They
just like makes your mind explode.
They know. They wait 2 years, and then by then you're just like, what are you doing? And they're like, here's the Lion King.
Yeah.
Like when we went, they showed us the entire opening sequence of the new Lion King live action CGI movie.
That is
we haven't seen that. That was when was that? Last year? And we still haven't, like, they haven't shown that to the public.
Yeah.
Like,
and well, they barely released the Wreck-It Ralph Princess scene, and people at D23 saw that last year, and they just barely released it.
Yeah,
like this month.
Yeah.
Sarah was saying we should talk about A Bug's Land.
Oh, yeah, Bug's Land.
It closes September 4th.
Yep, good night. Good night, Bug's Land.
And good luck.
Well, now we're going to get Marvel Land.
See you on the pier.
Whoa, hey.
Flicks flyers.
I didn't know you were so cold-hearted.
I actually love
Squishing
A Bug's Land.
Like bugs.
I actually used to work in A Bug's Land. I really like it. I have a soft
spot
for
and
it.
And Sarah and I both, literally, we've never been on anything except for Heimlich. There's no other ride. I've never been on the bumper carts. I've never been on the little spinny thing.
I've been on the
really.
Have you been on
much.
Anything in Bug's Land?
You worked. You said I worked
in A Bug's Land. Yeah, was like my first job.
Oh no, what do you want to see?
Wait, what'd you do there?
I did attractions. I worked at Bug's Land and Monsters Inc. ride.
Awesome.
And then I go to Bug's Land all the time because my daughter's like obsessed with A Bug's Land, and I'm like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? I'm so stressed about. Like us going there, and she's like, "It's closed." I'm like, so scared.
Now
she's gonna freak.
And also, by the way, Jessica stands Bug Land.
Pixar Fest also ends
September 4th. So both of those coincide.
That's right. I'm just like so used to all the Pixar-ness at Disneyland Resort. I totally forgot that it had a time limit.
Yeah, well, Pixar Pier sort of overshadowed it anyway. But
still have all the Pixar stuff with Pixar Pier there.
Yeah, and there's still more Pixar stuff to come, especially now with like the expansion of Pixar Pier coming. But
we
that's it. That's
more.
All our news. Yeah. for today. I knew it was a slow one, but food. It takes up a lot of time.
You know?
We can talk about day. Food the whole time.
We should just do
time.
Yeah, I think. Food News Weekly.
Just, yeah.
We should just food do that. Not even Disney.
Food. Just food. Just food. Just
yeah. Yeah. Half the news show will be Disney. Weekly. The rest will be my grandma's food.
I'm down for it.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. It's been a lot of fun. Make sure you follow us, The Popcorn Talk on YouTube, Popcorn Talk Network, and at The Popcorn Talk on Twitter. And you can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Leo Zombie. That'd be cool. And you can tweet me at Leo Zombie. No, Mr. I'm just casual. And let's talk about naming spoopy foods.
Yeah, and you can find me on Instagram at TheHealthyMouse and Twitter Healthy_Mouse.
Hey guys, it's Jamie. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray or IG Jamie Gray.
And you can find me on Instagram at Kels Hightower. There you go.
Easy money. Yeah. Follow him, you guys. Thank you guys for hanging out. We'll see you
Thanks,
next week.
Guys. Bye.
Love you so much.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.